My old girl. Thanks for bringing her up, dude.
Man.
My girlfriend left me, man. It's hard to believe. You know, it's weird. She said she loved me, but when she left, she took the TV, the bed, and the VCR. Guess when we were at home and she was saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. I was standing in front of either the TV, the bed, or the VCR. And like an idiot, I thought, I love you, you big 19-incher. Thanks, honey. So she can't add. I come home, the Toshiba's gone. It's okay that she left, dude. I don't care. What am I going to do, get bitter? You know what? You can't get bitter, man. Just because someone tells you they love you, then they leave. You gotta think that it's a reason that it happened. And you gotta look on the bright side. And you gotta move on, right? Right? Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Yeah, Bill. Whatever. Get to the fucking point. No. I'm not gonna get to the point. I'm gonna sit here and ramble into this fucking wall. On the bright side, I'm glad she left. Because you know what? It helped my career. Because I'm driven now. I'm driven by a fantasy that one day this girl who I love more than anything in the world, and she said she loved me, then left. One day she's going to be living someday in a trailer park somewhere in Alabama, living with this ex-welder, 600 pounds, fur all over his back, drinks warm beer, farts, belches, beats the kids, watches the Dukes of Hazzard every fucking night, and has to have it explained to him. She's going to have 9 naked little kids with rickets that bring home dead animals from the side of the road for them to eat at night. Burrs in their hair, mud on their face, rats laying babies in their ears at night. One night, that welder's going to be making love to her, and he's going to be on top, and suddenly his heart's going to explode, and she's going to be trapped under 600 pounds of flaccid fish belly cellulite, shifting like the tides of the ocean as blood, phlegm, and bile pours out of his mouth and nose into her face. And just before she drowns in that tepid puddle of afterbirth, she's going to turn to the Tonight Show and I'm going to be on it. So you see, I'm not bitter.